Maybe we should get some stickers for the podcast. Add that to our merch pile.
Yeah, you're right. Let's get some stickers.
Yeah. Put them on your laptop or your car.
How about the screen of my computer?
On the screen. That's the only cool place to put stickers. Obscuring the actual screen of your computer, your television, your phone.
Yes. Put a sticker, order a Super Good Question sticker, and put it on the screen of your iPhone for a free t-shirt.
We just make the... It's harder and harder to get send a t-shirt.
Send us a picture of your phone covered in stickers. Screen.
That we sold you.
Yeah. For a free t-shirt. For a chance at a free t-shirt. Asterix. Okay, so... This episode is brought to you by Quip. Because this question is about Quip.
Okay. What is Quip again?
Quip is this... fancy ass future toothbrush.
Oh, right. Yes. Gotcha.
So all the podcasts advertise
Quip. So many do.
It's a subscription service for of course.
Toothbrush heads and toothpaste, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
not a bad idea, by the way. Like, I don't want to endorse Quip without them paying us for it, but it seems like an okay idea.
It seemed like a good idea to me because I always let my toothbrush go way too long without getting a new one.
Yeah.
So I'm like, fuck it. It's a little more expensive than a regular toothbrush, but it seems like a good quality one. Whatever.
Yeah.
So anyways, it has this feature where it's a vibrating brush, but it pulses at certain intervals to tell you to like switch sides.
Okay, cool. I like it.
So
this is just an ad for Quip, by the way.
Yeah. 100%.
All right.
Pay ass motherfuckers. So, well, maybe not once you see where this is going. So it pulses like every 30 seconds. So, and then it shuts off after 2 minutes.
Right. So is that you're just supposed to do a quadrant of your mouth every...
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
So for the first time now, I'm like questioning like, what is my brushing strategy?
Right.
Like, I've always kind of had one, but now that it's like broken up into specific four parts, like I have to be more vigilant. Like,
yeah.
So my question is, what is like, how do you attack your teeth?
Okay. Start over. The question is what, how do you attack your teeth?
Yeah. What's your brushing order for your teeth?
Yes.
I'll tell you roughly what mine is. It goes...
This is pre-quip or post-quip?
This is... Well, yeah, I've sort of adapted it, but not really.
Okay.
Because, like, they break it up into four parts, so I feel like you need to do the four corners of your mouth in those four parts.
Yeah.
But I've never attacked it that way. I go backs of the bottoms,
okay,
backs of the tops, and then the...
This is already super weird to me.
Then the tops of the bottoms, then the tops of the tops... Then the fronts of the bottoms and the fronts of the tops at the same time.
Wow. That's very thorough. Also, that's the weirdest. That's more than four beeps.
Exactly. So now I have to divide that up into four sections. Well, you should,
because it makes no sense. Like, what? Why is it 12 sections? And why do you swap bottom? Like, I don't understand your strategy at all.
You don't. It's so simple. It's like,
it's here, okay, wait.
I'm going to do it for you. I'm going to open my mouth. And watch. I go,
Why do you do the top back twice? It seems like.
No, it's the inside back.
Yeah. And then the roof? Do you do the roof?
No. Some people do brush the roof of their mouth and their tongue.
I do brush my tongue sometimes.
Yeah.
Roof once in a while. But you have way too many steps. Like, Quip is simplifying it for you.
No,
and that's probably a good thing.
There's six steps.
Already too many. There's brushing your teeth.
Oh my god. You have three faces to each tooth that you must hit. You have two layers of teeth. So that's three faces times two, six steps. What's so hard to understand?
Okay, it's a fine strategy, I guess. I think it maybe overcomplicates it a little. But what my favorite part of this conversation is just how passionate you are about your six-step
strategy.
This
is what I was afraid was going to happen, is that I'm like somehow way off from like what everyone does. That like there's a clear, like there should be a clear four-step division, when to me it's a clear six-step division.
I already do mine in the sort of quadrant way, and that's kind of interesting to me. Like, I'm wondering if Quip did research to figure out how people brush and tailored their product to that, or if it was just like the lead Quip engineer was like, oh yeah, it's four quadrants, right, everybody? And everyone was too, there was a bunch of yous in the room, but they were too afraid to be like, sir, can we make it six steps?
Honestly, I think that's what happened. One fucking weirdo OCD engineer was like, I brush my teeth upper left quadrant, upper right quadrant, lower left, lower right.
Like, that's pretty much how I do it. That except seems I also so weird. Do the gum line after, sort of. Like,
oh,
I
that's,
do
teeth, that's a good step.
I do teeth and then gum line as a sort of finale, I guess.
Yeah, the dentist says you're supposed to do that last.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if I was ever told that, but it's my least favorite part of it, so I'll do it last.
I've heard that.
I think we have to pull.
Oh wait, you don't like the feeling of brushing your gums?
Not really.
Oh man, because I like it.
Yeah,
it's like the mouth pain pleasure thing.
Yeah.
From the other episode.
Yeah, I don't hate it, but it's not super comfortable. Like I just don't look forward to it.
Too bad.
Too bad I don't do six quadrants either.
But these are good points. Like, if you're someone who does these extra steps, then
yeah.
Well, I guess fuck, if you have eight steps, then you're back in the game.
I also definitely that's true. I also will admit that I definitely don't brush for 2 whole minutes every time. Is that hard for you to achieve?
No, I found out I was brushing for way too long.
Okay.
But the first few times I used the Quip, I'm like running out of time, and I'm like, I still got like fucking two quadrants here, bro.
Yeah, because of your crazy method. That's good though. That's a good thing, right? I mean, I've never timed myself, so I might be sort of up there, but I doubt it. I feel like it's like a minute, 90 seconds tops, but not enough? It disgusting?
No, you could probably, depending on your technique, get it done in that time. Yeah.
Did you use an electric toothbrush before?
Before? Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Yeah. Was it, is the Quip just a circle?
No, it looks like a regular brush, but it just vibrates.
Okay.
It's kind of had before too.
Okay. That's what I have as well. It's disposable. Like,
yeah,
it just lasts until it dies.
Yep.
Yeah. That's cool. I guess, use our Quip promo code. We're not sponsored.
Wait, and call in and tell us how you brush your fucking teeth.
Oh God, yeah. Okay, we have this.
Maybe we'll do a Twitter poll.
Exactly,
but I don't know how to break these into like options.
I know we have to do some brainstorming about how to format the Twitter poll, but we will put one out, and we definitely want you to call us and tell us how you brush your teeth, because I think it's like pooping. Everybody's different, and nobody knows, you know. So yeah, call us at 1-888-BARK-56.
This episode is brought to you by Old Couches, the things they've seen. Have you watched the new season of Black Mirror?
No. Is Miley Cyrus in it?
Yeah.
Is that what this question is about?
Unfortunately, no, but it can be if you want it to be.
I saw the thumbnail for it and I was like, is that? No. I don't.
Oh, I recognized her right away. Pink hair and all.
Yeah. Okay. So, Black Mirror question. I'm ready.
Yeah. So, episode one of season five,
mm-hmm.
Striking Vipers X.
That's what it's called?
Actually, I think it's just called Striking Vipers, the episode. But
okay.
I think it's the name of a game that they're playing, and it's Striking Vipers X.
Okay.
In the actual episode, but so the concept is, oh, and it stars Falcon from the Avengers.
Oh, cool. Okay.
He's the main character in that episode, and he basically has this buddy, an old like roommate he reunites with.
Okay.
And the buddy gives him a VR headset as a present.
Okay.
And he basically gives him a fighting game, like Mortal Kombat style. It's okay. Called Striking Vipers X.
But it's full VR, like you use your limbs to control it and everything?
Full VR. Yeah. So he puts on a little cortical chip on the head. So
it's as good as VR gets.
Goes into a trance, and they're full...
Sweet.
Fully immersed.
Cool.
In the game, his bro, his like bodied up black friend,
yeah,
is a chick.
Okay.
A hot chick.
Okay, sure.
And the first time that they like fight, they end up making out.
Okay.
And then he's like, oh, like they throw the headset, throws the headset off. He's like, oh, no, fuck that. Goes back the second night.
Oh, he goes back. Yeah.
He's like, oh yeah, goes. Man. Last night I was drunk from the party, you know.
Is it a love story?
So the second time they end up fucking.
Yeah. Wow. Second time, eh? There's not even one like, just straight oh, fight in the
they,
middle.
No, they jump right into it. Okay. Actually, they do legitimately fight in the first time,
right.
And it's cool.
Yeah.
But then before they make out. But then it just becomes a ritual of them just meeting up in VR to bone down.
Right.
So the question is, well, and the episode ends with it coming out to his wife that they do this.
Uh-huh.
And her making a deal that, like, the end scene is like, it's his birthday and she lets him go into VR and bone his friend. Like one night per month or something.
Okay.
And she also gets to go out in the real world and like have whatever side piece.
Interesting.
So this brings me to the question.
Yeah.
Is VR boning cheating?
It's kind of tough, but I feel like it is. I feel like at that level, it is, right?
Yeah.
I expected you to argue with me.
It's 100%. Like your whole brain is in there.
Yeah.
And it's all like if you can ever count an emotional affair as cheating, which I think you kind of can.
Yeah, I think so.
Then this is much more than just an emotional affair.
Yeah, it's really
just because you don't use your physical body.
Yeah,
it's a weird gray area for some, but
yeah,
it's not really.
It's definitely really odd and great backdoor usage of his friend who clearly just wanted to bone him. And
yeah, when you watch it the second time, you're like, oh game. Man, he had angles on you from the start, bro.
I would feel more, I'd be like, bro, like, why did you, this is so deceptive of you. Like, you wanted to make out with me. You should have done it in real life first. I don't know.
Well, that's what the other thing is, like, I'm sorry, I'm ruining this episode.
Yeah.
So we got to throw a spoiler tag up.
Okay.
But at one point they're like, well, let's meet up in real life.
Yeah.
See and kiss and see if see if it's like anything remotely the same.
Uh-huh.
Cuz the other guy plays a different body too. He's like a small Asian dude
and right.
She's just a white girl or an Asian girl, but
yeah.
Yeah, so they meet up IRL.
Yeah.
And they kiss and they're like, yeah, I guess we're just bros.
Are they sad about it, like the face that you just made? Oh man, we're just bros.
Yeah, no, they kind of are. And then they physically fight in the real world. get arrested.
Okay, yeah.
And then that's how it comes out to his wife.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. Super weird. And honestly, I don't know why we haven't talked about this before, or why this isn't a bigger subject, but when VR gets good enough, there's going to be a lot of fucking that's just other genders, right?
Yeah, you're going to have to be okay with, like, sometimes,
yeah,
like a dude brain in a kid body.
Yeah. When you,
there's going to be no way to tell.
When you were a kid, were you like in chat rooms, like AOL chat rooms or anything?
Oh, yeah. Like, Napster chat?
How often show. Would, with a group of your friends, would you just pretend to be a woman and, like, cyber with people?
I don't know that I cybered as a woman.
I did that with friends. And I know of other...
Oh, we did pretend to be a lesbian.
I think it's not... Me and a buddy one time. I honestly don't think it's that uncommon.
Yeah. No, and I do remember this now. Yeah.
I love how much you were judging me a second ago until you remembered that you did it as well. I feel like it was very common for that era, because I don't know if it...
The beautiful age of anonymity.
Yeah, I don't know if it would still be as common, but I know groups of girls that did it too, like, would go on and...
Yeah.
Either just pretend to be one woman or one man kind of thing. Like, uh-huh. So I'm surprised that there hasn't been more fiction written about this already, or why we're not talking about it as, like, a problem in VR. Not, I don't know, is it a problem? But
it could be. No, you're right though. Like, I didn't think about that either. The group body experience. Yeah. You could be fucking multiple people at the same time.
Yeah.
Not even know it.
Sexuality is gonna, I mean, it's already pretty fluid, but it's gonna get even more so.
Really explode soon.
With VR, yeah. I wonder, they'll probably be able to simulate having the other body fairly well, right?
Well, the way they put it in the episode is, like, it's better than your this body, because, like, they jack everything up. Like, you can feel things even more. So that's why they both agree, like, it's, like, sex in the VR world is, like, a million times better, because they have these, like, amazing bodies, and they can... Yeah. They have, like, they can basically do, like, superpower moves on each other.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of addiction to that.
Yeah, that right? Sort of thing. Like, who's going to want the real thing anymore?
Yeah. It has to go, we have to get VR to, like, cortical implant level first. I don't know that a machine poking and prodding you, or, like, a suit that can poke you will... I mean, people will still use it for sex, absolutely.
We'll take whatever we can get up until the cortical implant point.
Don't get me wrong. But, yeah.
No, definitely. You need to go full dream state to really, really get where we need to go.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm stuck on how sneaky that his friend was. Like, did he do it on purpose?
It's questionable. No, I don't think he really did. I don't think they intended to write it as if he was coming for him from the start. It was meant to look genuine, but...
Why did he choose a female avatar in the fighting game? That's sort of another question.
Yeah, I was curious why, like, they never swapped. Like, they never changed characters at all. The guy that was always a guy, the girl was always a girl. And they were talking... At one point, they're talking about, like... He asks her, how does it feel to be in that body? Like, or, like, how it's like, you get to feel like you're a man, but you get to feel like someone inside you. Like, what is that like?
Yeah.
It's like, you could do it too, bro. Just pick a different character
and
do whatever.
Yeah. Does he not? He doesn't.
No, they never explore that.
Right. Yeah.
That's why I thought that was weird.
I feel like this will be really good for society and also horrible at the same time. There's going to be a lot of depravity, like a lot of dudes just locked in their VR rooms.
Oh, more than there is now? I don't think, well.
I feel like maybe more.
Yeah, you're probably right. There are probably more. Because I'll be joining them. I'll be joining the ranks.
I just need the pod, whatever. They come and clean it every few hours. I don't know how it works. Just put me in.
Come and hose me down daily.
Yeah. There's also the potential, though, that you could make real society better by having the experience of the other gender sort of thing, or like being more sympathetic to smaller than you, or bigger than you, or uglier than you.
100%. Racism will be on the decline for sure as a result.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah. You can't be racist when everybody's a different frog being.
Exactly. Yeah.
No, well, you still can. We, like society will. Let's be real.
We'll find a way.